pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Get 15% off everything when you use the promo code PLAYOFFS. You are listening to the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, you can also follow my other X account as well. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. We have delivered 127, soon to be 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. We absolutely blitzed the conference championships yesterday, cashing a future on San Francisco 49ers. And also landing a money line, not the 4.5-point play, the money line play on the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Baltimore Ravens. That basically capped off what was an unbelievable NFL season. Our futures will be added to the month of January, which will be the 128th month in a row of transparent track profit, because we have absolutely blitzed the vast majority of the month. Profit with the Australian Open tennis and profit with our NFL futures as well. But at the moment, the P&L, which you can see, which is the pinned tweet at the top of the X account that I mentioned, the P&L for the previous month will always be the pinned tweet. If you want to go through and see the other spreadsheets, you can scroll down the account, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com. But the P&L you can see at the moment is the pinned tweet, is the month of December. The month of December was good for over $4,450, which once converted is over $6,000. So a monster month followed up by another huge month, leading us to 128 months in a row of transparent track profit, meaning we've been undefeated in sports betting for over a decade and 4 months away from being able to say been undefeated for 11 years, winning every single month during that 11-year period. If you want to come on board, head over to lockbetting.com. If you have questions, shoot them to me over at LockBettingX. If you want to do your extra research, I encourage it. Do that due diligence. Have a look through the spreadsheets. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll. we do it sensibly as well. We haven't got here by chasing. We haven't like put out 2 unit plays after we lose a 1 unit play. You won't really find 2 unit plays in there. You certainly won't find 3 unit or 5 unit or 10 unit or 20 unit or anything called a 5-star, a 20-star, a player of the year, a player of the month, a player of the decade, a player of the century, a whale play, a max play. None of that nonsense appears, because that is monopoly money for cappers who aren't really betting. I am really betting all of my stuff, and I make betting accessible for real people. So if you are someone who wants to get involved with this hobby and has a disposable income and you want to enjoy this more because winning is more fun, then simply head over to Lock Betting. So moving on with this edition of the EPL show, we have a midweek slate immediately after the FA Cup. Obviously, a lot of teams would have rotated for the FA Cup, although some didn't. We saw some quite strong, surprisingly strong lineups in the FA Cup this weekend, namely one of them being Manchester United, who needed their full team to get through against Newport, and at one point were pegged back to 2-2. So we will talk about that over on BetMUFC. Did not do a BetMUFC this weekend because Man United were playing Newport, and I thought it would be an opportunity to sacrifice a show in order to get in the World Cup reaction show. Everybody's anticipating that show, and as I said before, there is a cap on the number of shows I can do per month, but I know a lot of people are looking forward to that World Cup reaction show, and I decided to sacrifice the BetMUFC episode that was looking at the game against Newport, because I was not expecting it to be anywhere as close as it was. But we'll recap that, and we'll look ahead to the game between Wolves and Manchester United. So that will be the game that we don't cover here. Everything else we are going to have a look at. And we begin with Arsenal travelling to Nottingham Forest on Tuesday, where the books have Arsenal as the 1-2 minus 200 favourite. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 15-2 here on Forest. I know Forest have some injuries, but that seems really, really short on Arsenal to win this game. Nottingham Forest are very much reliant on their home form, and they have been since they secured promotion back to the Premier League in 2022. And they have won their last 3 meetings against Arsenal at this stadium. So that doesn't bode well for Arsenal. It certainly doesn't make them a 1-2 favourite. In fact, the 1-2 price is the best price on Arsenal. They're more widely available around 2-5. Arsenal are struggling on the road this season, winning just 3 of their last 11 away fixtures. And we're being offered up around about 7-4, so close to plus 200, on Nottingham Forest to simply not lose this game. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper than that and look at the other Asian lines available. And you can actually get Nottingham Forest with a +1.5 goal head start if you lay a little bit more juice at a price of 4-5 minus 125. What this means is if Nottingham Forest lose the game, but they only lose by a single goal, you win this bet. If Nottingham Forest avoid a defeat, you win. If they lose, but they lose by one goal, you win this bet. Arsenal need to win by 2 goals here at Forest in order for you to lose this bet. For me, I think Arsenal are extremely overrated here in this market, and I'm going to take a punt on Nottingham Forest not to lose by 2 goals or more. So as I said, Arsenal can win this game 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. As long as they don't win 2-0, 3-1, 4-2, or by anything bigger than 2 goals, you win this bet. I actually think Forest could get something. As I said, they've actually beaten Arsenal in their last 3 meetings here at the City Ground. So we don't need them to do that. We don't need them to do anything other than not get trounced here by Arsenal, who have been unimpressive away from home. And that's going to be my lean here for this one. Nottingham Forest +1.5 goals at home to Arsenal on Tuesday. Before we move on to looking at the other games going down on Tuesday, let me take a very quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. As Underdog has a way to play alongside your favourite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favourite players' fantasy stats and you can cash in and you can win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website. underdogfantasy.com when you sign up with the promo code SGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and that promo code SGPN. Moving back to the Tuesday slate, we look at the game here between Fulham and Everton, where Fulham are the 6-4 favourites at home. It's 9-4 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Everton. It hasn't been noticed as much as their good run after the points deduction, where Everton just went on a blitz. But Everton are in poor form. Everton are starting to regress heavily in getting themselves back in a relegation race. They've also exited the FA Cup, and they're at the Carabao Cup as well. The FA Cup exit would have been a sore one, losing at home to Luton. And now their sole focus will be to survive here in the Premier League. But I'm going to take Fulham here as a pick, which is essentially Fulham in a draw no bet market, meaning a draw is void. You lose this bet only if Everton win. If it's a draw, you push. If Fulham win, you win the selection. And this is available at a price of 8-11. I'm taking this because of the poor form of Everton. They've won just once in eight across all competitions, knocked out of the EFL Cup by this same opponent, and also knocked out of the FA Cup by Luton at the weekend. Fulham, meanwhile, they're unbeaten in their last five meetings with Everton, and they've already won at Goodison Park as well this season. So I'm going to take Fulham in the draw no bet market, not confident in taking Everton with their recent form until I see something different from them. I do believe they're trending in the wrong direction. I do think they'll get out of it ultimately. I do think they'll put a little bit of a run together. I do think something that hasn't happened this season so far is that Goodison Park will become a fortress again, and the crowd will get behind them if they're in trouble, and they'll rally them towards two or three key wins. But at the moment, they're back in trouble and difficult to back here in this situation. Up next, we move on to the game between Luton and Brighton, where Luton are the 7-2 home dogs. It's 10-3 on the draw, and Brighton here are the 4-6 minus 150 favourites. Luton hasn't been a happy hunting ground for anybody who's really come here as a short favourite. Only Chelsea really took care of Luton convincingly, and even in that game, Luton got back in it towards the end. So it's hard really to back Brighton here as such a short favourite. Both of these two are in decent form. They both recorded notable away wins in the FA Cup at the weekend. Luton have lost once in seven, whilst Brighton come into this one unbeaten in six. So it would be no surprise really to see these two cancel each other out. For me, I've seen Man City struggle here. I've seen Arsenal struggle here. I've seen Newcastle beaten here. And I just cannot take Brighton as a 4-6 favourite. I can't take them at that short. So I'm going to take Luton to avoid a defeat here. I'm going to take Luton with a half goal head start, Luton in a double chance market, and we take them to avoid that loss at the price of 6-5 plus 120 here in this one. Up next, we move on to the game between Palace and Sheffield United, where Palace are also a 4-6 favourite. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 11-2 here on Sheffield United. Palace getting themselves sucked into a relegation race, and this is ultimately the game that you need to win. Both of these sides have been leaking goals as of late, with Crystal Palace losing 5-0 to Arsenal in their last Premier League assignment, which many thought might have been the end for Roy Hodgson, whilst Sheffield United, they've been leaking goals all season. Their first three games of 2024 have featured a total of 15 goals. And Palace come into this one having won just one of their last 12 games in all competitions. Palace have kept just one clean sheet in their last 12 matches. So the data here points to goals, but I just think it's impossible to back Sheffield United against anybody. When I see a team in form who are an established Premier League team like Crystal Palace, or anyone who's established and they need a win, and then you get this game against Sheffield United, I think that's a big positive. If you don't win this game, that's a big issue. And I think Roy Hodgson will be sacked, to be honest, if they don't win this game. But I do think they'll win this game. I think all of these teams should and will beat Sheffield United at home. You'll make more money taking this bet at this sort of price regularly than you'll lose. So I'm going to take Crystal Palace simply on the money line at the price of 4-6 minus 115. The final game from Tuesday is quite a big one, actually, when you're looking at the Champions League race. It's Aston Villa at home to Newcastle, where Villa are the 10-11 favourites to continue their unbelievable home form. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Newcastle. Newcastle fought at the weekend for a win in the only competition they have a chance of winning, which is the FA Cup. But I do not think they'll be able to carry that over here to a positive result at Villa Park. This is a team who have won 16 of the last 17 league games at Villa Park and boast the best home record in the Premier League. However, they have only kept two clean sheets across the last 9 league games at home, while Newcastle, they've scored 2 or more in each of the last 4 games across all competitions. So taking Villa and BTTS could certainly be a sprinkle here, as it does jump you quite a lot from the money line price of 10 to 11 minus 110 and gives you 5 to 2 plus 250. We are going to take Villa on the money line, but we're also going to take a side play on Villa and BTTS because I do believe Newcastle will be able to make a contribution, but I still think Villa are the right side here. They're very strong at home. There hasn't been an away win between these two sides in 11 years, and Newcastle coming to this one having lost 6 of their last 7 league games and are very much fading away when it comes to chasing the Champions League. I don't think that Europe's going to be a realistic ambition for Newcastle come the end of the season. I think they're going to put all of their eggs in the FA Cup basket. And if Eddie Howe doesn't win the FA Cup and Newcastle finish 7th or 8th in the league, it'll be very, very interesting to see if they bring in a new manager with what's going to be available out there, because there's a very big possibility that somebody like Thomas Tuchel wants to return to the Premier League. He doesn't seem happy at Bayern. Bayern don't seem happy with him. And that could be a big target for somebody like Manchester United or Newcastle in the summer. But I just feel that Eddie Howe won't keep his job if that's how Newcastle finish this season. Moving on to Wednesday, we begin with the game between Man City and Burnley, where City are the 1-8 minus 800 favourites to routinely win what is probably their favourite fixture of the season. It's 11-1 on the draw and it's 16-1 here on Burnley. In case you haven't noticed, these are the reverse fixtures of the opening day of the season, and the opening match in this Premier League season was City travelling to Burnley and winning very comfortably. City historically own this fixture, and I see absolutely nothing different happening here. The books are aware of it. The handicap line is juiced to minus 2.25. We're going to go slightly under that, and we're going to take Manchester City minus 2 at the price of 4-6 minus 150. This wins if City win by 3 goals or more. It loses if City don't win the game and they only win by a single goal, and you get push protection if City win by a 2-goal margin. I think City could be heavily aided here by a clean sheet. The past 12 meetings between these two teams have seen City win all 12, and they've won all 12 by an aggregate scoreline of 43-1. 43-1 across the last 12 games against Burnley, which is why I said this is their absolute favourite fixture. 4 of Manchester City's last 6 games in all competitions have gone over 3.5 goals. And if this one goes over 3.5 goals, it's probably because City have scored all the goals. A side play on City to win 4-0 is available at 8-1. If you want to go up to 5-0, it's at 12-1. So I see nothing different than a comfortable City win. City coming to this one with 9 clean sheets in the last 11 Premier League meetings with Burnley. Burnley have sustained 4 Premier League defeats by 3 goals or more already this season, and Man City have won their last 8 meetings between the two teams without Burnley scoring a goal. So if Burnley don't score a goal again, Manchester City will need to score 3 goals for us to cash, 2 goals for us to push, and a 1-0 scoreline is a losing bet for us. If Burnley do make a contribution to this game, we do need City to score 4 goals to win. So a clean sheet would be very, very helpful for us. But of course, we do have that push protection because we are taking a juice on minus 2 rather than taking the set line of minus 2.25 here. So Man City minus 2 is our pick here at the price of 4-6 minus 150. Up next, we look at the game here between Tottenham and Brentford, where Spurs are the 4-6 home favourites. It's 16-5 on the draw and it's 4-1 here on Brentford. It's hard to take Tottenham with so many players out at the moment, but they are managing to hang in there and maintain their chase for the top four. They did exit the FA Cup at the weekend. They were unable to score a goal in what was a surprisingly dull game at home to Manchester City. Nathan Ake eking out the late winner for for Man City, which is what big teams do. And that was the difference maker in a tight FA Cup game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Friday. So Tottenham definitely looking for a bounce back here against the Brentford side, who have Ivan Toney back. And I'm going to take them to get that bounce back because they do have some defenders coming back from the treatment room. And for me, that's enough simply to take Tottenham on the money line. Christian Romero back, Mickey van der Ven back in action. James Maddison came on as a substitute and he'll be fit to start. So they're really just waiting for Song to come back from the Asian Cup and suddenly Tottenham look back to full strength. But I think here it's enough to take them against a Brentford team who haven't been at their best so far this season. They have lost their last four away Premier League games. But the goals might be another way to go here. Eight of the Bees' last 10 matches have featured at least three goals, and both teams have scored in eight of Tottenham's last nine home league matches. So I do think that Brentford could make a contribution. So another way to bet this could be to take the over 2.5 goals, although that is juiced at a shorter price than Tottenham to win on the money line. That's at 8-13. I'm going to stick to my original pick. I'm happy to see these players back for Spurs in order to take them here on the money line at 4-6 minus 150. For the final game on the show, we cover the game of the weekend here between Liverpool and Chelsea. Before we do that, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit, and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And finally, let me tell you guys about the SGPN merch store where you can get 15% off everything now until the end of the month by using the promo code PLAYOFFS. We're competing against other stores for a bonus, so make sure you head over and pick out your favorite item from the Soccer Gambling Podcast. We have hoodies, we have t-shirts, we have caps. I actually wear all of this stuff. It looks great. It's comfortable. I'm wearing it all of the time. I asked Sean and Ryan to send it to me, and you should be wearing it too to support the show that makes you more free money than any other podcast on the network or anywhere else. We've been printing money here on this show for almost 10 years, and you don't need to head over to lockbetting.com to get the plays that win you money. You should do because we're absolutely killing it over there, but here for free, we've also been printing you money for nearly a decade. So show your support. You can do that by leaving a review over on iTunes or by wearing the merch. If you buy the merch and it arrives, then if you send me a picture of you wearing it or your merch arriving, I will not only like and retweet that tweet, but I'll follow you across all my accounts. So head over to the merch store and pick up some of that Soccer Gambling Podcast merchandise.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So the game of the week, which we're finishing up with, is the game here between Liverpool and Chelsea, where Liverpool are the 4-6 favourites here at home. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Chelsea. Liverpool have coped surprisingly well without Mo Salah. So I'm happy to take Liverpool here again. Tacking on BTTS jumps you up from 4-6 minus 150 to 2-1 plus 200. And that could certainly be worth doing in this game, as I do believe that Chelsea can definitely make a contribution here. But Liverpool should ultimately win. They're unbeaten in the last 22 home games in the Premier League. Both teams, though, have scored in 7 of Chelsea's last 10 away games in the league. But Liverpool are the right side. They have not lost in any of the last 10 matches. And as I mentioned, they are coping very, very well without Mo Salah, having won 14 of the last 21 league assignments in total this season. They sit top of the table, and many people who are chasing them were hoping that they'd have a blip without Mo Salah. They haven't. This is certainly one of their tougher games, and I still think that they'll even be able to win this one. So my main lean will be to take Liverpool on the money line, but I'm also very high on tacking on at BTTS as well, getting that selection at the price of 2-1 plus 200 here for your game of the midweek slate here between Liverpool and Chelsea. Closing out with your lock on the show, this one's been a bit of a regular over the last decade or so. So how can we avoid going with anything else when we see that Man City are playing Burnley? This is almost an automatic. This is probably the very definition of what a lock is. And if this one goes wrong, I'll be very surprised. We're going to take Manchester City -2 at the price of 4-6 minus 150. All I need to tell you is the last 12 games between City and Burnley have seen Manchester City win by an aggregate score of 43-1. So I'm comfortable taking the -2 here. Wins if they win by 3 goals or more. Pushes if they win by 2. And you lose if Burnley get a positive result here or Man City win by just a single goal. That's it for me in this edition of the EPL show. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.